WRAV FM Burlington. This is DJ Not Ted. I'm playing for a little while. Right now, we're listening to the background and some stuff from Mom 500. I Want to Be There. It's a classic track. Before that, you were listening to some stuff from an album called Boards, or an EP called Boards 08. And you're listening to My Raza. Momentum is the place. Before that, you listened to some stuff from a classic Underworld track. That's the instrumental of Dark and Long. Some stuff from Femme Rock with Metal Wall. An album from Lee Burridge from his 24/7 album. And you're listening to Rhythm Play from that album. Some Joski featuring Dinesh, How Do I Go On? And that's from the Moody Man DJ Kicks release from K Records, which I bought. Yeah, I bought that record and I got a free ticket to go see him in Berlin. Unfortunately, I had to fly to Berlin to go see him. I was like, oh, I buy the record. I'm going there anyway. So I got to see Moody Man in Berlin at About Blank, which was kind of anticlimactic. The show was okay, even though I was the first in line for the show. I was so pumped about it. That pretty much brings us back to where I already told you about Kara Chandler moving on in downtown. Spinatron does not like to autologue anything for electronic music because that's the way they are. So we'll be spinning for a little bit longer until the next DJ is ready to spin. We're going for 48 hours. Not me personally, but other DJs are going to be up and coming. I think it's Keith is up next. And the one and only Ja Red's coming in at 4 o'clock and busting it out for us. I'll stay up for that. Or wake up wicked early, whichever one you want to go. So we'll make it at least to 24 hours. This is DJ Not Ted playing you some music. I gotta get the next track up and running. We'll probably play a public service announcement just to get things mixed over. And yeah. The mixer needs some help. That's all I gotta say. The channel faders are rough. They are rough. I need some TLC. That thing's old. Anyway, we'll throw down some more tracks for you. Keep on listening to Better Alternative WRV, DJ Not Ted. I'm only going to play for a little bit longer. So keep on listening to Better Alternative WRV FM Burlington.
Hey, you're tuned to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. I'm DJ Cool Thing, and this is my turn for Vinylathon. It is currently 2:25 p.m. in the night. We just heard Crystal and Infrared from the band Datura. A lot of my set is going to sound pretty similar to that. It's just a lot of ambient electronic stuff that I've found while looking around in the vinyl section, and just haven't had the courage to play on my daytime show just because of how long it is and maybe how much patience it takes to listen to it. But I think it's a perfect time to play this as we're trying to fill up our Vinylathon slots at this early hour. This next song is going to be off the same album. This is called Network in Shade.
Yeah. Thank you.
hope you guys are enjoying this eclectic music. We're listening to the end of Network in Shade from Robert Aaron off his Datura record. And then before that, off the same record, was Crystal and Infrared. I'm DJ Cool Thing. It's 2:37. This next song that we're going to play for tonight is from John Holland. It's called Music from a Small Planet in Three Parts. The song that I'm going to play is Solaris. So I'll play that, and then I'll also read you the description from the back of the album as it plays. Music from a Small Planet in Three Parts uses a method of composition modeled after the biological process of self-regeneration, multiplication by division. A single musical pattern, made up of a finite number of sounds, is generated electronically and then copied repeatedly onto a single audio track. Succeeding generations of the initial audio track are imaged, repositioned with respect to one another, on subsequent audio channels. The number of recorded channels increases at an exponential rate, 2, 4, 8, 16. As the copying process evolves, while the number of generations resulting in the final master tape is determined by the overall resonant qualities obtained from the growth rate of each succeeding generation. During the initial copying process, occasional redistribution of the pitches and some slight rhythmic variations have occurred in randomly according to their local disturbances in the power currents feeding the original signal. This leads to a form of mutation which is then passed on in subsequent generations. All initial patterns have been generated electronically by an analog sequencing device. In Spire, the pitch is altered but not the rhythm. In Organon, there are slight interruptions in the music at randomly timed intervals. Each of these alterations in the music occurs in the initial generation only, and begin to take shape over the course of an evolving generations. No tape loops, artificial reverberation, or echo devices have been used. Instead, the sensation of distance and dimension is created by the use of sound replication and imaging. Music from a Small Planet was first presented in Boston in the summer of 1980. A rotating speaker system was employed to reinforce the spatial qualities of the music. The system, containing a separate speaker on each of the three sides of a tri-shaped cabinet, was positioned in the center of the performance area. The audience was seated around the speaker system. A separate rotation speed for each of the three parts of the music was controlled by a remote device. The master tapes for this recording were mixed down in accordance with the conventional two-track stereo playback requirements. Well, there you have it. I'm gonna drop the music and stop talking. Thank you.
tapes are